doctrine of God sneaking and whispering things in your ear that's contrary to Scripture is not biblical, okay? And when I say contrary to Scripture, I'm meaning that it's not contained in the Scripture. You know, people come up and they'll say, God told me to buy a red Corvette, you know, and God told me to move to Texas. You know, that sounds right, okay? But it's just not biblical, all right? You know, there's things that sound right, they sound good, or maybe they were good advice, or, you know, and they try to attach this to God, you know. Or you go and you drive down this road and there'll be billboards and it says, you know, I don't even know some of the expressions are exactly, but it'll be something like, God says, you know, you shouldn't vote for Biden, you know. And it's like, when did God say that? You know, they just make up things and they claim that God said them. And even though it sounds right, even though it's something you might agree with, it's not right to attribute it to God saying it unless he really said it. You don't want to put words in God's mouth. And the way that you make sure that you don't put words in God's mouth is by saying, this is what he said. If you say, this is what he said, nothing more, nothing less. It's all of it. We don't want to diminish a word. We also don't want to add to anything that God said. He is, you know, and think about this. God could write just a little book like this and give us all the things that we need. You know, if you were to try and figure out how many laws there are in the United States, you would have, I mean, there would be a library of books after book after book for them to try and tell you what to do. You know, God's law is just a portion of this book. I mean, everything that God could possibly want to give you, all the information you could possibly need is contained in this one little book. And with just 1 hour of reading, you could read it in 90 days or less, depending on how fast that you read. I mean, all these, that's powerful to me. Not that God's this jibber-jabber up in heaven and he's like, oh, I forgot to give you another instruction or let me give you more. No, he already gave us plenty of instruction. He already gave us all the instruction that we need, and we need to live by what he already gave us. Some people are unsatisfied with what they have. They're always looking for the next thing, but we need to be satisfied with what God has given us. Look at Matthew 4, verse 4. And this is when Jesus is tempted by the devil in the wilderness. It says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now notice the doctrine that Jesus just laid out. He says that we're not supposed to live by just food. And obviously you need food to live, okay? If you stop eating, you will die, all right? Eat, okay? I don't think I have to convince anybody of this doctrine. But here's the thing. He said more important than your physical food is every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So if God is constantly jibber-jabbering to every single person on this planet, how is that going to be possible for me? If God's talking to someone in China and whispering in their ear, say, buy a red Corvette, how am I going to know about that? It doesn't give an exception. It says every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So if I'm supposed to live by every single word that proceeded out of his mouth, I have to have it. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be possible. You know what? It is possible because I do have every word that proceeded out of his mouth. It's called the Bible. That's why we elevate the word of God in this church. That's why we elevate what God said. That's why we're King James only, because we don't even want a watered down version of what he said. We want exactly what he said. We want every word that proceeded out of his mouth. And you know, if you go to Luke 4, let's look at another place. Luke chapter number 4. It's the exact same story told from another perspective, but we have in Luke chapter 4, it's a parallel passage. Look at verse number 3. We get the context. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So again, we have another place telling us the same doctrine that we need every word of God. But you know the NIV takes that phrase out? The New International Version, if you read it in there, it'll say, man doesn't live by bread only. And then it just drops the fact of every word of God. Well, how does that work? Which one is it? Well, it's the King James Bible. That's the one that it is. And that's a different sermon. But my first point in hearing the voice of God is you have to understand that it's not private. It's never been private and never will be private. It's always been public, and we've always needed all of it.